Together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast talking about food, comics, movies,
things,
TV shows, general geek news,
stuff and things.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Maddie.
How are you doing, man?
I'm good.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real.
I'm also keeping it real.
I don't want to keep it too real, bro, because that stuff goes down when you keep it too real.
Like how real are we keeping
it? Like when keeping it real goes wrong.
When animals attack. That's what I mean.
When animals attack.
When Tommy Two Stars is too real.
When Tommy Two Stars eats your effing face off.
You think he's a zombie. It's been a busy week. I feel like we haven't talked in a while when we just did a podcast last week.
Yeah.
But literally, I feel like so much has happened.
It does feel like a long... It just feels like a long week.
Yeah, you were on vacation.
I'm still on vacation.
You still... So when do you go back?
Monday.
Nice.
And then I got Tuesday off again.
That's good. That's
like
the best
time. Like one quick
little
day and then one day off again.
You've been playing a lot of video games.
So much. I've been gaming it up like crazy.
And two new video games come out, right?
Two ones that I've been interested in, yep.
Those are the... I mean, one is the only one that matters. Everybody's been talking about it. Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy is all over the place. They have a lot more hype for Final Fantasy than Dead Rising 4.
Yeah. So, Final Fantasy is pretty good?
It's fine. So, it's a really unique combat system. Because most Final Fantasy games feature a turn-based system. So, it's like you take your turn, then they take their turn.
That's
versus this one's like
fan.
Very free-for-all. Like you have.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Pretty cool fluid combat system that they have going on here. You can like warp around, you like throw your sword and like teleport to them.
I haven't played
combos.
I can't remember the last Final Fantasy game I played. What was the one for PlayStation 2? The most popular one.
Final Fantasy 10?
7?
10.
What was 10 called? What was the name of it?
Final Fantasy X?
No. What about 7? What's 7 called?
Final Fantasy 7. They really don't have, like, subtitles.
Some of them have subtitles, don't they?
I mean, there's, like, Final Fantasy, like, tactics and stuff like that,
okay.
But they're not, like, in the...
I think... I want to say 7 is the last one I played.
So, that was on PlayStation 1, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you played as, what, like, Cloud?
Yep.
Barret and all that stuff?
Yep.
That's a good one. I played that
one.
I beat that
really
one.
Really emotional, right? Ending?
It is a very, like, crazy ending.
Yeah.
The story, too, it's like, what you, like, twists and turns, didn't see that coming.
Right. I played Kingdom Hearts, too,
See,
but that doesn't really count as
Not
Final
really,
Fantasy.
But there's a lot of, like, Final Fantasy characters in Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. What was the other game you're playing?
Dead Rising 4.
And is that a zombie game? It sounds like a zombie game.
So many zombies.
Is it better than, what is the zombie game I'm thinking of?
Left 4 Dead?
Yes. Is it better than Left 4 Dead?
Sure.
Yeah. So is it like, does it have a story mode?
Yes, there's a story mode to it where, so you play as this photojournalist who was part of like in Dead Rising 1, you play as Frank West and he's going to investigate this town where they have it all quarantined off and you don't know why. It ends up being there was a zombie outbreak in the town. So he unravels that whole thing and goes off and he gets like... like the government, like blackmails him, or not blackmails, blacklists him and stuff. So he kind of runs away from the game, the zombie game, for a little bit. And then he ends up getting pulled back in. Same place, Wilmette, Colorado, gets zombie affected again. He gets pulled right back in.
Wow.
But he was a professor, and one of his students got pulled in, so he's kind of got pulled in to stop her from causing trouble.
Okay.
And blah, blah, blah.
So is it kind of, but you got millions of zombies coming at you.
Oh, yeah.
And you kill them all.
Kill them all while unraveling this mystery.
Good. That sounds fun. You're enjoying it so far?
I do. It's got the same kind of feel as the last one. And it's also, it's one of those games that's kind of like, it makes fun of other games. And it's a Capcom game, so there's, like, other, like, tributes to Capcom. Yeah. So, like, one thing that's famous for them is you can find costumes throughout the series and just wear, like, goofy outfits.
That's cool.
And so you can wear, like, Ryu from Street Fighter and Mega Man and stuff like that.
Speaking of Capcom, did you hear the news?
The news for
that
what?
They announced
Marvel vs. Capcom
the
Infinity?
New Marvel vs. Capcom Infinity game with the teaser trailer come out.
I saw it. It looked pretty cool. I love Marvel vs. Capcom.
It seems like they're going to introduce some new Marvel type characters.
Yeah. So what I read was that actually a lot of the Marvel characters they're using are going to be based around the cinematic universe too.
Oh,
so
nice!
They're gonna have that look to them like they do in the movies.
That's a good idea. It's a good call. So if you were a gamer and you only had money enough to pick up one of those games,
one
would you recommend that you get if someone's like having a dilemma, they don't know which one they want?
Well, I think probably Final Fantasy would be best because it's made for like fans of the Final Fantasy series and newcomer games.
Okay.
Very big open world.
And it's a different
type
of Final Fantasy too.
Right.
So kind of changing the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. I've been playing a game also this week, Tom.
You have?
I have. I've been seeing commercials for a long time and ads and things for a Marvel Contest of Champions.
Which
is an app that you can get. I'm sure you can get it on a tablet.
You can play it on an iPad.
Yep. I got mine on my iPhone. I got it maybe 5 days ago, and I'm hooked on this game.
Yep.
You've had the game for a while, right? How long have you had it for?
About a year.
Do you know how long it's been out?
2 years. Maybe.
2 years? Okay.
Wait. I don't know. About a year. Years, yeah. So it's been out for 2 years now.
So basically it's
they just had their second anniversary. They give you a little bonus for the second year anniversary. You get more money and XP.
Oh, that's cool. So basically it's a fighting game, right?
Yes.
On your phone. And you can play as different Marvel characters. The story modes where you're building through and you can, like, the one I started was, like, the story mode was the Collector.
Yeah, you start off as he's, like, your main villain, but you don't really know much of what's going on. There's, like, this big mystery. You're pulled into this contest and you don't know why.
Right. That was fun, and then they had a Doctor Strange one, too.
Yeah, so they do, like, every once in a while, especially around when the movies come out, they have little theme stories, event stories is what they're called. Right now, they're doing a little holiday one.
Yes.
With Hyperion and Howard the Duck.
Yep. And I just started that one. And then they've got the versus mode.
Yep.
That you can play other players.
Yeah.
So
it's not like you're playing live players, though. You're, like, playing, like, bots of their characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're not playing live characters. No. Just to let you know.
I didn't know that. That's kind of disappointing.
Well, they'd have, like, a lot quicker server for something like that.
Yeah, you're right. They would. So I could maybe play your guys, but it wouldn't be you.
You wouldn't
be
playing me specifically.
Would it have like kind of an AI of how you fight with your characters?
Well, I don't know if it like registers how you fight, but it fights it based on the character's stats and levels.
Because everybody fights a little different, right?
Yeah.
Everybody has their own strategy.
It's true.
Just
like in a game.
It's pretty easy. I think that's the one thing I found. Is the more you level your characters up, the easier it kind of is.
Yeah.
So, is there difficulty settings you can change?
Kind of. A lot of the event stories have different difficulty level brackets. So, like, when you do the holiday one, there's, like, a normal, hard, and then very hard setting.
Yeah.
And then as you go through the main story, it just gets harder and harder, and you have to have higher level champions and stuff like that.
So, who is your main champion, the guy that you have leveled
right
up
now,
the most?
Right now, I have leveled up the most is Venom Pool.
There's a Venom Pool?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, Deadpool and Venom mixed?
Yep.
Is he pretty awesome?
He's pretty awesome. So, it's like combined.
How did you
characters.
Get him?
Well, one of the event quests, you unlock a 3-star Venom Pool if you completed the quest all the way, 100% exploration. Just before I did that, I got a 4-star champion crystal, and I unlocked him that way. I was like, "Whoa,
that's cool!
That's great! I'm about to look this guy."
He's probably pretty unbeatable. Huh?
Well, I don't have leveled up all the way yet, but he's pretty hard to beat now.
My main guy I've leveled up is Rhino, and then Spider-Man's right below him.
Also, another cool thing is like if you have like characters in your party, you get bonuses. So like. I think Rhino and Spider-Man, I think at least Rhino has a boost for having Spider-Man in your party.
Oh, okay. So, like, if you had, like, Wolverine and Colossus, you'd probably get a boost.
Yes.
Have you seen... Is there any Fantastic Four characters?
No, actually, surprisingly, there are none Fantastic Four. The only thing I could think of is because they're probably owned by Sony.
Yeah, and they stopped... When Fantastic Four is coming out, Marvel kind of pulled everything Fantastic Four... They stopped the line of comics.
Yeah, there's not even in the Marvel Now series. There's no Fantastic Four going on.
That's kind of disappointing.
Almost the same thing with X-Men, too. Like, they're kind of wearing down. Like, they still have the Extraordinary X-Men, and now the X-Men versus Inhumans.
It kind of sucks.
Yeah. But, hey, it's like Marvel's not going to be making money off it, because they have to give some of their profits to them if they put their... Because they have the licensing to it.
Yeah. Are you still playing Contest of Champions a lot?
Yep.
I am awfully pretty addicted.
You get daily bonuses every day time you log in.
Yes.
After 7, so I always log in at least then to play.
A question I have for you is, if you could take any other of our geekdoms and create a fighting game for it. So there's been a lot of cool fighting games. Like, Star Wars came out the one way back in the day. It wasn't for that PlayStation great. 1.
I kind of liked it, though. I had fun with it.
Yeah, there were parts of it that... Now, if you play it, it doesn't hold up very well.
Yeah, not really.
Then they did, like, goofy ones like Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu.
Right? Shaq Fu was awesome.
Genesis.
I think they did, like, a Ninja Turtle one, maybe. Like a...
I think you're right. Yeah, I think version. Right, yeah.
And then, of course, you've got Street Fighter, and you've got Marvel vs. Capcom, and... I think they came out with a wrestling one, like a Street Fighter type version of that. So, if you could pick any fandom that you would hasn't had a game, that would be a lot of fun to play.
A lot of fighting game? Like, turn into a fighting game?
Like, the fighting style scroll type fighting game.
They already have, like, DC Injustice, where they have those guys fighting.
Yeah. Injustice is good. For me, it would be My Little Pony.
My Little Pony Ball?
I have a My Little Pony shirt, and it's got Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash on it. Like, they're fighting. Like, you chose them as characters as a versus. And then underneath it, it's got all the little square boxes of people you can choose. I would love to have, like, you could pick 30 different ponies and just go and fight them all and have all the characteristics. And have the background of, like, equestrian stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be pretty
cool. I was about to say one, but then I realized that they kind of already had one like that. There was a Transformers. I think that'd be fun, but then I really
remember... That would be cool.
They had one. When Beast Wars was popular, they had this, like, arena fighting game where you could
play. Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be cool for them to remake it.
Yeah.
Well, I think definitely that would be cool.
Giant robots beating poo-poo out of each other.
What if they made one just a Marvel Cinematic Universe and all their characters?
So just instead of, like, Marvel vs. Capcom, just Marvel fighting?
That'd be cool if they did a Marvel vs. DC.
I think that'd be pretty cool, too. That would be a good concept.
That would be a really good concept. I think a Star Wars fighting would be good, too.
A more updated one, yeah.
Well, then, on Star Wars Unleashed on the Wii, you could do that, too.
Force Unleashed,
yeah.
You can fight each other?
Mm-hmm.
I never played the Wii version.
Oh, yeah, it's good. I've got it.
My brother-in-law had it, but I never played it.
I've got it. It's a good game, and the fighting concept is cool, too, because you got the sabers and whatnot. But it's not that classic kind of scroll fighting that's so much fun. I was definitely really impressed with Contest of Champions.
I think it's addictive, and it's a free app, too. So it doesn't cost you anything. I mean,
well, you can buy upgrades.
There's microtransactions you can buy still, like better crystals.
But they don't make it super necessary.
Not really. They just have to put more time into it.
How about Harry Potter?
That would be interesting. So I remember, I think Order of the Phoenix came out. There was a versus mode for that where you could do it, like do the wizards duel with each other on split screen.
It would be cool if you had it where you could just fight like the scroll type.
Yeah.
Game and all have powers and even have them punch and kick too. That's fine. It'd be pretty sweet. That's my favorite.
The snake summoning spell.
Well, Sectum Sempra is the one where he slices them in the bathroom scene in Half Blood Prince, and he does Sectum Sempra and it cuts Malfoy. Like,
it does.
Yep, that's what Sectum Sempra is
in the movie or the book.
Both.
I remember. I remember he did it when they were in Chamber of Secrets. He did Sicton Zimpra, and it, like, flung Harry back.
Yeah, that was a different spell. It wasn't the same one.
I swear he did that one.
In Half-Blood Prince is when he did it, and he cut him. And he cut him, and then Snape is healing him with the...
I gotta watch that again.
Yeah.
Because that one, I think I've seen the least number of times.
It's a lot darker in the books.
Oh, okay.
That book is dark. So, kind of good segue. You were on vacation.
Vacation.
And I took a day because we go see a lot of movies.
Yeah.
And I got enough Regal Crown points. Thanks, Regal.
Thanks.
To get a Universal ticket for free. So I went to Universal, checked out Harry Potter Land a little bit, even though I've done that before. Drink some beer. But they have the new Kong ride.
Ooh.
So I get to ride that. So if you live in Florida or you're going to Universal, make sure you check out the Kong ride, because it's definitely, like, unlike anything you've ever ridden before.
I remember the original one. It was kind of cool, but I was, like, a young kid when it was...
I never rode the original one. I think this is very similar. You get on a big, like, bus-type transport thing, like you're touring the jungle.
Uh-huh.
Like, it can fit literally, like, probably 50 people. And so you get on this thing, and they take you, and you're supposed to be going and visiting the woods and the local tribes. And what happens is they take you through an area, and you're basically on a track, and you get two big projector screens.
Okay.
You got two around, two on this side and one in front of you. And so you're completely surrounded. You got 3D glasses on.
Okay.
And then you're seeing stuff go on, and Kong fighting, and then you move, and the kid lay people getting.
Didn't
it's
they
very
put
dark.
Where the ride the movies ride was.
No, this is an Islands Adventure. They built the whole building.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Very cool. And then at the end, they have a giant animatronic King Kong, which is pretty sweet. So it's definitely worth checking out.
Kong.
You also went to a theme park this week on vacation,
huh? I did.
So did you go to any parks during the day, or did you just do the
Very Merry Christmas party at Disney World.
Okay.
Magic Kingdom.
Nice.
We went to downtown a few times, but...
So you just went for the night, and then you stayed at a hotel and went for a minute and all that jazz?
We did indeed.
How was the Very Merry Christmas Party?
It was fun. It's always fun and whimsical. Yeah.
Do they have any new rides in Magic Kingdom that you haven't rode yet?
I've ridden a lot of them. I don't think there's anything new.
Everything pretty much stays the same in Magic Kingdom.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, the newest rides there are the Minecart ride and the Little Mermaid ride, and I've already ridden on both of those.
Minecart ride is fun.
It's fun, I rode on with my niece this time. She loved it. She had a blast.
Good. Did you eat cookies and drink hot chocolate?
Yes. Had hot chocolate, had cookies, they had snow cones.
Nice. Did you eat any good food?
I had turkey leg.
I love turkey legs.
I love me some turkey leg, too.
Do you know they have 1,000 grams of sodium in those things?
Worth it.
Amazing, right? I love Disney turkey legs. They're so good, man.
And on our way, when we were leaving Sunday, we went to lunch at Splitsville, and I had sushi there. They have pretty good sushi. I have had
Splitsville sushi. It was very good. Mm-hmm. A food experience that I had, they have a new restaurant in Universal City Walk.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we could do this, Tom. Ready? Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
Food Bar's food!
Yeah, right? We're talking about food.
They have a new restaurant, so they have the NBA experience, right?
Yes.
So, you know, when you walk into City Walk, and you have the Riot, and they have the Hard Rock, and then the NBA experience. Well, we had said, because they had a rumor online, that they were turning that into the WWE Hall of Fame restaurant. I guess that rumor was false, because they opened a new restaurant there, and it's called, the Chocolate Emporium and Savory Feast. And so what it is it's like a big chocolate factory. Is they make it out of like a big like steampunk chocolate factory. And so everything is like chocolate and sweets and ice cream based and stuff. So they have foods, but a lot of them have that kind of sweet theme to it.
Awesome.
Sweet and savory. So like for like... It's really hard to explain because it's very different. That's the picture on the outside of it.
That's kind
of
cool.
That's from the bottom.
It almost seems like, you know, Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
It seemed very Willy Wonka-ish. And the inside is all steampunk themed and everything. So it exists in a whole... So they have a whole, like, theme story for it. And they have this lady walking around who's the owner, supposedly. And she has a steampunk robot and stuff. The place is giant. It's huge. I had a chocolate stout beer that is brewed just for them. That is very good. My friend that I was with had a chocolate old fashioned. Okay. That was really good too. With like used a chocolate liqueur. And then for my entree, I had we had a lot of food, but we ordered chocolate stout.
That's just
wings.
What you do when you're on vacation.
It was chocolate stout and maple syrup wings. They were really awesome. Interesting. They cooked the wings perfect. They were like very crispy, and then they put the chocolate sauce on them. And then I had a French toast burger because they serve brunch there all day. So it was two pieces of French toast with a burger, crispy pork belly.
Ooh.
And then a fried egg.
I love those breakfast burgers that put an egg on it.
Yeah. And that was
my new fave.
Pretty dope. They had like a warm chocolate bread that was awesome. And then they're known for their desserts. They have a whole like dessert.
Well, they got
a whole other area of the restaurant where you can go and just get desserts or just get milkshakes.
The fancy dessert room.
But then I put a picture on Instagram. If you haven't seen it yet, go to Instagram at Deep Fried Geeks. You can check it out. It was a red velvet cupcake milkshake.
Ooh.
Did I show you a picture of it yet?
No.
So they have, they crush up red velvet cupcake and they put it in the milkshake, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they put it in a little jar and they put a, I want to cuss. They put a red velvet cupcake on top of it.
Wow.
So that's got the milkshake in it. If you want to see this picture, go to Instagram or Twitter.
Right now.
And then they put the whipped cream around the rim.
Did they put the straw through the cupcake on the top?
Yeah, so we had three straws because there's three of us. And they put the straws through the cupcake.
Oh, amazing.
And then I ordered a side of chocolate dipped bacon.
Chocolate bacon?
It doesn't normally come with it, but I ordered it on the side.
How could you say no to that?
So it was a pretty amazing milkshake. And they have all sorts. I think they had 50 different types of milkshakes. It was, the place was pretty darn intense. It was really cool, though. So if you go to Universal, in City Walk, you don't even have to go in the park. It's just in City Walk.
Yeah, right.
Make sure you check that place out. It's definitely worth it. Especially if you're a geek, because they really kind of play up the whole fantasy and steampunk thing, and it's very whimsical and fun.
Chocolate makes life better.
Put it in my mouth. So there's been a lot of other things going on this week, Tom.
Okay, let's
break
it down.
Lots of geek news, lots of trailers,
break it
right?
Down. So many, like in the last 2 days, especially.
It's been crazy. It's just been like nonstop. So, out of the trailers that we've seen in the past 2 days, what's been like your favorite? Which one are you most excited about?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yes,
it's funny and it's awesome.
I saw that trailer and I think I watched it maybe 13 or 14 times.
I watched it like 5 times in a row over the weekend.
Over and over again. Good. So it's got, what was your favorite part about that trailer?
Baby Groot.
So you got Baby Groot in it and he's doing the I Am Groot thing and freaking out and beating a guy up. I think I've realized that Drax is my favorite character.
Drax is awesome.
The Galaxy. Batista just nails it. So, in that trailer they just released, and then the other one they released, too.
You need a hug.
No, thanks. Okay. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Yeah.
It really looks like they spent a lot more money on this one, too, already.
It does, yeah.
Just in the trailer, and the fight scenes going on just in the background and stuff. Mm-hmm. And
they're fighting that weird sluggish thing.
Yep.
I like the part where, like they're all, like, kind of, like, doing their part, like, you know, Star-Lord flies and he goes at and Gamora's like running up its side to stab him and it goes to Drax and he's like
he's just inside the thing
crazily stabbing it.
That definitely looks pretty awesome. Did they have a date on when that's coming out?
March,
I think you're right.
I think it just March. Says March 2017.
I think it's March 17th actually.
I think that's right. That's why I was thinking, but I didn't want to say that.
St. Paddy's Day.
Shablammy, we're going to get a little tipsy and go see Guardians Volume 2.
So I'm pretty stoked about that. That's pretty awesome.
It's going to be awesome. There's so many movies I can't wait for next year.
There are. So I wrote the Kong Island, the Escape from Kong Island, I think they call it. Yep. No, Kong Escape from Skull Island, that's what they call the ride. Wrote that, and then they also came out with the new trailer for that movie also week. Holy cow! Who's who of Hollywood?
Yeah, there's so many people in
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly, John Goodman.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Tom Hiddleston.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots of people.
Big names in there.
I think it looks pretty awesome.
It is.
They had all the oversized animals and stuff like that.
Kong is massive.
Now, are you a fan? Are a fan of King Kong? Have you seen the original?
I've not seen the 1930s original yet. No.
Okay.
I want to, though.
I saw it a long time ago. I saw it, like, when I was a teenager. It was good. Did you see the remake?
Yes.
The remake was really good.
I love that.
Jack
that
Black.
Was good. That was good. It was long, too. I think it was, like, almost 3 hours, maybe even more than that.
I think it was, too.
That's the only movie I have on HD DVD.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because when 360 came out, they had this little peripheral that you could buy so you could play HD DVDs.
That's funny.
And so I bought it, and then literally like 3 months later, they announced that they're going to stop making HD DVDs. I was like, son of a bee.
I like how you're like, HD DVD. Like, it seems like it was like 50 years ago, and it was literally like four.
It was like maybe.
It does seem like a century ago.
I think it was 10 years ago.
Was it really?
Yeah, well,
the 360 came out
2004.
Holy cow. That's crazy. Are you excited for the Kong movie?
That looks really cool. Epic proportions, fire, angry Kong.
Speaking of apes.
Apes.
They also have the war.
For the Planet of the Apes,
right?
Yep.
And that, so we both said that we saw the first movie.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Right. And I loved that movie with Caesar and Andy Serkis.
Yeah, Andy Serkis played Caesar.
And I don't even remember any humans that were in it, to be honest.
James Franco.
And Zoe
DeLito.
Who's the guy who plays...
John Lithgow.
Nope.
He plays his dad. He's
I
the
love
whole reason
John
Lithgow. They were so, yep. It was so good and so sad, John Lithgow's like, character.
Who plays... The guy who plays Commissioner Gordon in Dark Knight, he's in it too, wasn't he?
Gary Oldman?
Yes, Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman was in it, I think. Or is he in the second one?
Maybe the second one. Tom Felton's in the first one.
Is he really?
Yeah, he plays like the punk kid who was at the like ape reserve, who like teases the chimpanzees.
Oh, neat. He's good at playing a punk kid.
Yeah. So that's where like the big part where he's like gonna do something and Caesar's like, no! And he's like freaks out. He's like, just said no.
This looks pretty epic. This looks like a full out war between humans and
interesting too because it looks like some part of the time it's like apes and humans are teaming up against humans. So
yeah,
I'm curious about this story.
It does. Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, he looks.
He looks
scary,
like a crazy, scary badass. He's mad because all the Twinkies are gone. Zombieland reference.
Apes ate all the Twinkies.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want this Twinkie? War on the Planet of the Apes.
The apes ate all the Twinkies. Kill them all.
He's
shaving
apes.
His head.
We have That's snowballs.
Snowballs are gross.
I love snowballs, man.
Twinkies are kind of gross too, though.
They are. Like I love Twinkies, but I can only eat one at a time because I just feel like
you just feel so dirty afterwards, don't you? It's like eating a sponge. Like you bite
it
into
really
it, and you're
is
like,
a weird consistency.
This is so dirty,
creamy
and
sponge.
So unhealthy. I'm a fat American right now.
have you had the Choco Dials, which is the chocolate covered Twinkies?
No, that's an awful.
I want to try them.
Did you have the ones they released for Ghostbusters with the green slime in the middle? Those are pretty weird, too.
An American treasure, the
They
Twinkie.
Have all these shows, right, about showing you overseas, like, bizarre foods and stuff, of things that people eat in other countries.
Yeah.
Do you think those people would ever dare put a Twinkie in their mouth? Like, just,
They'd
like, take it out of the wrapper and, like, push the sponge and...
Squeeze the filling out?
Ugh.
There is something I just saw a few days ago that I want to try. So there's like, you know, like the whole, loot crate idea where you can mail in and they give you stuff. Well, there is actually like this service that sends you snacks from different countries. So this like a loot crate, but it'll feel like it'll be.
I think that sounds themed, like
themed after a country, and it has all different snack foods from that country.
I think that sounds like something the deep fried geeks need.
Yeah, I think we need to check into that. So like it just like this box might be from Australia, so it gives you like a bunch of snack foods.
That sounds
from
pretty
Australia.
Awesome.
So I picture our American one. It's gonna have like beef jerky and like
Twinkies.
Cheetos. I'm trying to be like cliche American
circus
things.
Peanuts.
Circus peanuts.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. There's got to be peanut butter in other countries.
I've heard there's not, really.
Really?
I've heard it's pretty a strictly
Reese's
American
then?
Thing. I don't know, maybe. What's... Oh, marshmallows.
So like Peeps?
Yeah,
no, that's another thing that like, you eat and you're just like, ugh.
What is your favorite Hostess cake? Like for me, like I love Ding Dongs. I think those are
Ding
the ones
are
that
great.
Are...
Zebra cakes
are good too.
I love Star Crunch.
Now when they do like the Christmas trees, those are essentially just zebra
it's
cakes.
It's a zebra cake with a, yeah. just a shape.
Yeah.
But I love Star Crunch. Star Crunch is my favorite Little Debbie snack.
Would you,
I know you said Hostess, but I figured they're
that's
kind
fine.
Of the same.
Would you fight through, a zombie apocalypse?
To get
like
the
Woody
last
Harrelson
Star
from
Crunch?
Zombieland to get the last
I
Star
think
Crunch?
I would, because if I knew that they were not going to make any more of my favorite snack, I'm going to
yeah.
fight my hardest to get it.
I don't think I would do it for any of the Hostess
snacks. What else
snacks?
Do you have left to do? There's like, there's no power, so it's not like I can play video games
right.
anymore. There's just nothing else to do.
I think for me, it'd be like a turkey leg.
Turkey leg?
I would
but
maybe
that's
fight
the thing,
for
though, some
for
like
turkey
legs will expire quicker.
Or Disney World Rice Krispie Treat.
Uh-huh.
Like, not the process.
Like, literally,
ones.
Once the world goes to crap, you have to literally bolt to Disney World then.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay, just
I
saying.
Would totally live there. Okay. That would be my sanctuary. Okay.
We just like quarantine off Cinderella's castle and we live up in that little fancy room they have up there.
It was all with Hostess cakes.
Hostess cakes.
And
just...
turkey legs and Rice Krispie treats.
There we go. We'll make like little solar panels to heat up the turkey legs. Little tinfoil boxes you just put out the window.
That sounds like a pretty good plan.
But like a place like that though, if literally the zombie apocalypse happens, there's going to be like already a buttload of zombies in there.
Oh,
so we have to
right
fight
there.
Our way to that stuff
oh,
once
would,
we get to the park.
Would you do it with me?
I would definitely do it with you.
Oh, thanks.
To the day I die.
I would go to the ends of the earth with you, Tom.
I will go to the gates of Avalon, if that's what you're asking.
What's Avalon?
That's from Step Brothers. Where they're like, they're talking about dude, something. He's like, I will go to the gates of Avalon with you, if that's what you're asking.
Did we just come be for our best friends?
Yep.
So, what's another trailer that came out?
Did we talk about Spider-Man?
We did not talk about Spider-Man, Tom. Spider-Man Homecoming has been all the hype. We've been talking about Spider-Man Homecoming for probably a year now.
Yeah,
on the podcast.
Pretty much since Civil War.
Yeah, there has been, for a while there, we were joking because it was like every day they were doing another casting announcement.
Yeah, someone else is in this movie. Someone else is in this movie.
Like, Donald Glover is in Spider-Man.
I didn't see
Zendaya
him in
is in Spider-Man. He was not.
Yeah.
They're like, Woody Harrelson in Spider-Man.
Samuel Jackson.
Norman Reedus. Homecoming.
Sean Connery comes out of retirement.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Honey child, you gotta stop hitting me with them wheels.
Elvis Presley back
Elvis
from the
Presley.
Dead. From home.
Tupac.
Homecoming.
Tupac's hologram.
Marilyn Monroe was cast.
Benjamin Franklin.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
The Benjamin Franklin.
Didn't you die of syphilis?
70, yes.
So they finally came out. We've been getting lots of teaser footage and everything else. Finally, they went on Jimmy Kimmel and they released this trailer.
Yeah. Is it is it like a teaser or is it an actual trailer?
This is the trailer. They released a little teaser thing first.
I don't remember a teaser.
Well, it was for the Jimmy Fallon show. No, not
Jimmy Kimmel.
It was for the Jimmy Kimmel show. And so it's got Happy Hogan in a hotel room. And
yeah, I kind
of remember first person view of Peter, and you're walking in the room, and he's like, what are you wearing? And he's like, it's my suit. I'm in my suit. And he goes, that's not your suit. You need to wear the suit that Mr. Stark gave you. And then it's a suitcase. And he's like, but I don't like that suit. Something like that. And so then he hits the, and you see like a nice fancy suitcase, and it says from Tony to Peter or something.
Yeah.
And he hits the button, and it goes,
and May's hot.
Lots of little Easter eggs in this trailer. The shocker arm at the beginning that opens up that safe.
Is that what that was? I thought it had like a gun.
It like looked like a shocker.
Probably like the gun involved. We'll watch it again. Because it looked like it had this like shocker gun. So I assume like the gun evolves into the shocker gauntlets.
Yeah, it didn't really have, it didn't look like a gun to me. I just saw, you just see like the tip of it.
Just
so
tip.
I think that would be pretty sweet if they had him.
The shocker.
How cool would that be if Donald Glover was him?
Donald Glover would be the shocker, Herman Schultz?
I guess. Right?
I mean, I wouldn't hate that. That would work.
If you gotta have some kind of black character in our white superhero shows, might as well be.
I mean, you don't really...
Okay.
I didn't say it. That wasn't me.
They don't want to have a black Spider-Man, so...
That's true.
Hashtag keep him white. I'm just kidding.
Zendaya, I was surprised... I was surprised by Zendaya's character.
Yeah, because we knew she was playing... Well, she's Mary Jane, right?
Well, now they're saying she's a character called Michelle. So okay. It's still rumored that she's Mary Jane, but if you check the synopsis and IMDb, she's a character named Michelle.
Okay.
So
that means they could still have a Gwen Stacy or possibly an actual Mary Jane.
They could. And then the other girl that shows, Liv, I guess she plays a character... This lady girl's a Liv Keller... And she's kind of like...
The one, like, he's the one who made fun of him at the lunch table?
Right. That's Zendaya. This is the one they're checking out.
Zendaya's the one they're checking
out. Nope, that was not Zendaya.
What?
Zendaya was the one at the lunch table.
Oh, really?
Yeah, crazy, right?
I gotta watch it again.
And so she, that's supposedly a character called Liv Keller. I guess she's from the comics too. Mm-hmm. Like some of the newer versions.
Must be.
So it seems like they're mixing a lot of different Spider-Man universes together.
So maybe like the ultimate Miles Morales version?
Right. Too? So this character, his buddy, is kind of based off of that idea.
Okay.
There's a character called like Genki or something. And so they're basing it off of him, kind of loosely. Okay. Sure. It seems like they're just kind of adding a... Kind of like Marvel Cinematic Universe has been doing it anyways, is they take from all the good books and all the good ideas and just kind of
blend it together
real well.
Thor with the beard and stuff, which he kind of had in the Ultimate Universe and stuff like that.
Spider-Man, one thing I noticed was the super strength. They've never really kind of gone on the super strength much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here and there. But to show him fighting those thugs at the beginning and just like one-handed was pretty cool for me. I really geeked out during that. I really liked when he pushed the button on his chest and the suit kind of collapsed. I thought that was pretty cool. In the room, the kid, his buddy, he was holding a Lego
Death Star. Yeah, and he dropped it. He died when he did that.
Yeah.
I was like, how could you do that?
That was pretty... I geeked out about that pretty hard. Of course, Tony Stark. When you see Tony Stark in it, it's definitely...
He's alive. He's in that trailer quite a bit.
And that's what I was just going to say. They're definitely make it seem like he's a big part of the movie. Now, who knows? We could have seen all of his appearances right in that trailer.
That's true. But I think at the end of it, you see like Spider-Man and Iron Man flying
together.
So there's probably like a whole scene where they're fighting.
Yeah. And then I geeked out pretty hard, man, when you saw Vulture come down.
Because like super soup.
They do a very good job at that beginning of taking you into that school world.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was watching High School Musical.
Yeah,
I can see
that.
And you got the bright colors, and you're in a hallway, and you're in a cafeteria, and there's kids all around. And that's what people have been wanting from a Spider-Man movie. And so you're wrapped up in this, and you're like, this is fun, this is funny, ha ha ha. And then they go... Zoom.
Man, here comes
and then Vulture just drops down,
blows up stuff,
and he looks super intimidating, and he's got super duper tech armor on.
Way more intimidating in the comic books. He's like an old bald man
right.
in a green suit,
right? And then you got Michael Keaton, who just goes from 0 to 60, and he's like, "I'm gonna kill all your family,
kill your father, everyone you love."
Dang, Batman, calm down. Dang, Batman, Birdman, Vulture,
Bat, Birdman.
Three birds, one. Cause all you do is play a bird, Michael Keaton.
All you do is fly.
Why you always playing birds? You got a bird fetish, Michael?
Stay on the ground.
Michael Keaton's got a bird fetish, huh?
He's
Bird file.
Always got to be a bird playing birds with the vultures and stuff.
A bird.
A bird, bird, bird. Michael Keaton's a bird.
Don't you know about the bird? Why don't you ask Michael Keaton because the bird is a bird?
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
It's so funny. This just seems so... like every time I get to that part in the original Batman, I just always like crack up. Like, what? What is it? This is the weirdest line in the whole movie.
So weird. So, Spider-Man Homecoming comes out in July.
Yep.
Looks pretty dope.
Pretty dope.
Even though
it's Sony, it's still a Marvel Cinematic Universe movie.
That was very cool because it shows the Sony logo, and then it did the Marvel Studios thing. So, it's kind of exciting. It's a big deal, man.
There's a lot. Let's see. Next year, so they got that, then they got Thor, then they got Guardians.
Yep.
They got a good repertoire coming out next year.
And Ant-Man.
Ant-Man?
Ant-Man and Wasp come out next year, too.
Really? You sure?
And it's either end of next year or very
beginning of 2018. I haven't heard any rumors or anything about production on that, though. So
oh, no. It's been filming for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That looks pretty sweet. And Wonder Woman, obviously it's not Marvel, but Wonder Woman comes out in, like, March, too.
Oh, that's true. That looks pretty good, too. It looks funny and kick buttery.
Another trailer that came out.
Yeah.
For Netflix. A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Yes.
With Neil Patrick Harris. So yes. If you're a fan of those books, check that out.
I liked the movie with Jim Carrey. I thought it was kind of funny.
It was good.
I never read the books. I thought it was funny.
I read a couple of the books. Not really my bag. But I like the Netflix series because it looks like it's capturing more of the... Because the movie just kind of did the one book.
There was a lot going on, too. Like, it kind of shot through a lot of it really
quickly.
And this
seems like it's going through a lot of stuff.
They could draw it out a little more with the series.
For sure. It definitely looks good. And I love that,
Neil Patrick Harris.
But I'm also thinking of the guy who plays David Putty in Seinfeld.
Who?
He is the voice of Kronk in the Disney movie.
Oh, yes.
I can't think of his name right now.
He plays Joe on Family Guy.
He's got a very deep
Patrick
voice.
Patrick Warburton.
I saw him and I totally geeked out.
Yeah.
You know what I would love to see Patrick Warburton play?
Who?
Shazam?
I think he'd be perfect because he was always like a very big, very tall, broad shoulders.
I think he would be an amazing... He might be a little too old now.
Now he's like, yeah, he's kind of older now. Like,
back in his heyday, man.
Late 90s, early 2000s. Like when he played The Tick.
Yeah, that would have been amazing.
I love The Tick. That was so funny.
So lots of movie trailers came out this past week. Lots and lots of stuff.
Oh, we didn't talk about Transformers, did we?
We did not talk about Transformers. I was a little underwhelmed by the Transformers movie
trailer. There's a lot going on in that trailer, but I still love Transformers, and I'm going to see it.
The best part of Transformers are the Transformers, Tom.
Yeah.
And the fight scenes and everything else. I always felt that there was too much of everything else in those movies, but I guess there's got to be, because you can't just have a whole movie with robots just fighting the whole time.
We can't? Why not? I just have an origin movie where they're on Cybertron beating each other up. That'd be awesome.
So it did look like there was a lot of stuff going on in this one. But meh, for me, I'm probably not going to see it, to be honest.
I'll see it.
I've only seen the first and the second Transformers, and that's it.
I've seen all of them. All four.
And then we didn't talk about the steaming pile of garbage. who knows? The Mummy movie trailer came out. If you don't know, Universal Studios is kind of rebooting the whole classic monsters vibe.
They're all 1930s and 40s monster movies.
Right, so they're kind of rebooting all those. They're going to do single movies, and then they're going to do one big combined
Justice
movie.
League of Monsters. they're trying to do like the Howling Commandos.
Yeah.
And they tie into the Marvel Universe. That's what I'm
looking
for.
That'd be pretty amazing, right?
Pretty epic somehow.
They cast Tom Cruise in this movie.
See, when I first heard that, when the rumors were going around a few years ago, I was like, really? What? Okay.
Yeah. They should have just kept with... They should have just put the Mummy movie we're used to into that universe.
Continued either reboot it and not put Tom Cruise in it.
Right. Just really, who likes Tom Cruise anymore?
No one. Not even Katie Holmes.
Only the Church of Scientology likes Tom Cruise.
They love Tom Cruise. He's like their deity. That teeny little man who's running the show for Scientology.
Do you have a Tom Cruise impression?
No.
No.
I'm not crazy enough.
I'm crazy for Katie.
Show me the money! Oh,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So lots and lots of geek news. We're only going to be more and more coming up soon with the end of the year coming up.
So
and stuff
like much
that.
Goodies. Next week, Rogue One.
Yes. And then the other thing I want to talk about, Tom, you have Netflix, right?
I do.
Have you watched Yoga Hosers yet?
It's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Well, shoot, I didn't know that.
Yoga Hosers came out on Netflix a couple days ago. I've watched it twice already.
Is Tusk on Netflix or I still have to watch
nope.
it on Amazon?
You still need to watch it on Amazon.
Okay, I think it's still on my list, hopefully.
Yeah, so Yoga Hosers came out on Netflix and people are loving it. And it's going to all the audiences that Mr. Kevin Smith wanted it to go to.
Well, good. Now you can finally
see. So that's pretty good. Hey, if we got Christmas coming up, if you have any ideas of things you want us to talk about during Christmas time,
yay.
Holler at us and let us know.
Hallelujah.
We do want to do a little bit of a Christmas episode. Hopefully get Leviticus here with us, maybe Larry, and do some Christmas time.
Yay.
So if you have any games you want us to play, any Christmas movies you want us to talk about, maybe if you want us to review a Christmas movie, dude, that might be fun.
Christmas food.
We could watch a Christmas movie and your commentary on it
in the background.
Or
that'd be funny.
That would be fun. So tell us, let us know, where can they communicate with us at Time of Two Starts?
Well, we have Facebook. This
right.
is one of our lead components. So Deep Fried Geeks.
On Facebook.
On the Twittergrams.
The Twittergrams. They're kind of related, aren't
so
they?
So Instagram and Twitter. We have at Deep Fried Geeks on Twitter. And Deep Fried Geeks on Instagram.
Yeah, if you like food pictures, make sure you follow us on Instagram. I'm always posting
your
foodie,
your favorite foodie pictures.
Yeah, and you could hashtag that, Deep Fried Geeks, hashtag it DFG, or hashtag it put it in my mouth.
Put it in my mouth.
Or you can email us.
We're also on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher.
Yep, yeah, you can download our podcast.
You're listening to us somehow, so.
Give us some reviews on iTunes also.
Yes,
would be great. And then you can also email me at mattman.blog@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
what she kinda, said.
We kind of hit all the bases on that one.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
Keep calm.
And?
Geek on.
Geek on.